The Environment Minister says this week's budget showcases the government's environmental credentials, including what it describes as record funding for carbon emissions reductions. The Clean Energy Council, which is the peak body for the clean energy industry, says the last year has been a remarkable one for the booming renewables sector. At a state-by-state level, Tasmania leads with 96% penetration of renewables, with Queensland the laggard state at just 10%. But the Clean Energy Council says a lack of policy direction from Canberra could hamper future growth. The council's chief executive is Kane Thornton, and I spoke to him a short time ago.
There's no doubt that 2018 was an extraordinary year and a record year for the industry. I think that certainly occurred despite the level of political uncertainty and chaos. I think what's clear is that the industry does face some real risks if we see continued political uncertainty and a lack of policy. And indeed, if we did have that certainty, the industry could deliver even more than what it did in 2018.
Can we continue to rely on that market to deliver clean energy if there's no change in approach coming from Canberra? We don't seem to have still a really big picture strategy on what happens in the next 50 years.
No, we certainly can't take for granted that the record 2018 year for renewable energy will continue into the future. There really is no policy certainty beyond 2020. And so without some federal policy and some political leadership, then yeah, there certainly are storm clouds on the horizon for the renewable energy industry.
Well, we've also seen out today a report from the Australian Energy Market Commission, which says it has had to intervene more frequently over the last year. And part of the reason is problems with integrating renewables into the grid because their power generation is non-synchronous. So the operator has to keep intervening to keep everything on an even keel. Is the country ready for a greater reliance on renewable energy?
It's fair to say that the record levels of renewable energy that are coming online do create some challenges. This is a major transformation of the energy system, and it's unfortunate. I think we spent most of the last decade bickering about whether climate change existed or not, rather than preparing the energy system for this transition. And so in many ways, I think we're playing catch up. I think what's clear is that we can manage an energy system with much more renewables. And I think the market operator and the technical people out there in the grid are thinking deeply about that and are now preparing for it.
But does this mean we should slow our rush to renewables? We know that Australian households love rooftop solar. Your figures show that rooftop solar has exploded in the last year. If we have to keep intervening to make sure that power supply is reliable, should we just put the brakes on the market leading the way to renewables until we sort out something more long term?
Yeah, we absolutely shouldn't put the brakes on the transition to renewables. And that's because the reality is that our old coal-fired generators are closing down and will continue to close down. And so we need this new generation. It's the lowest cost generation to come online to replace that old coal. Clearly we need to think differently about how we run the system. And I'm very optimistic and hopeful that a lot of that thinking and planning is now underway so we can support much higher levels of renewables in the future, deliver a lower cost power supply in a reliable energy system, and most importantly, deliver on our greenhouse gas emission targets.
Well, just on those targets, more broadly, do you think the public has a greater awareness of climate change? And do you think that will be a major role in how voters decide when they go to the polls this election?
There's no doubt that the political dynamic as it relates to climate change and indeed renewable energy has shifted dramatically. We saw that in the Victorian election last November. We saw that only a week or two ago in New South Wales, and clearly that's a play around the country. Voters realise that we need to do something about climate change. They've seen the extraordinary achievements of renewable energy, and you know, I think they expect their political leaders to get on board and help ensure that the sort of installation rates of renewable energy continue long into the future.
And that's Kane Thornton, the Chief Executive of the Clean Energy Council.